It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Miles, let's start in Montgomery County. I see a headline, filings raise issue in race for sheriff.
There's a race for sheriff, and one of the candidates 2 weeks ago was charged with falsely filing some signatures in his petitions that he gathered for a third-party line. The latest shoe that dropped yesterday was that it turns out that that investigation, that was a state police investigation, was handled by an investigator who, according to the latest campaign finance filings, that investigator actually gave a donation to the other candidate for sheriff. He's the incumbent, Jeff Smith. So this individual, a senior investigator, had given $400 last year to the sheriff in a golf fundraiser. And then this year, that same senior investigator handled the investigation that then resulted in felony charges being filed against this challenger in the sheriff's race and also against a notary who'd signed and notarized petitions that the candidate got on the line with. So the lawyer for this challenger is saying this is wildly inappropriate. The investigator should have known better. He shouldn't have handled it. It had a conflict of interest. And he's confident that his client will be able to challenge this criminal filing. The other side, the sheriff, Jeff Smith, is saying, hey, I've been in law enforcement in Montgomery County for 30 years, and I know tons of people. People give me money, and there's so many different connections that it's hard to discern some kind of a conflict, and he doesn't see any kind of problem with it.
Schenectady County Community College. From that story to one that has international coverage, but a local angle in that Albany's bishop is now calling for a Eucharistic Congress because of what's happened to the Catholic Church and some of these scandals among priests. Please explain this story this morning.
Sure. So this will be the Albany Diocese first Eucharistic Congress in 80 years. They're going to have it later this month in Montgomery County at a shrine there along the thruway in the Mohawk River. What they're saying is that they had this in the works for weeks and months to plan this, but in a letter to all the priests just sent a few days ago, the bishop is urging all priests in the 14-county diocese, this greater capital region area, to be at this day, pointing out how important it is. And he's being very honest about it, that he's acknowledging that Catholics are angry and dismayed at the latest sex abuse scandal. There was the grand jury indictment in Pennsylvania a few weeks ago. And then just this weekend, people are criticizing and calling for the removal of the Pope himself for not taking action enough against priests that he knows or bishops that he knows have been accused of credible sexual abuse allegations for abusing minors. So it's a letter to everybody in the diocese that's saying if you're in our diocese, you're a priest, you're requesting and actually demanding that they attend this day where there will be a large mass. And it's partly to renew their promises of the priesthood. But I think it's going to be more some more soul searching and some discussions. All Catholics in the diocese can attend the mass, but the priests are the ones that must go. And, he's as I said, he's sent a few different communications in the last couple of weeks to members of the diocese, to the priests in the diocese, really talking about the scandal and saying that we need to come to terms with it and we need to have some open discussions. And the Albany diocese is not without problems, that over the last 25, 30 years, they have removed 26 members of the clergy who faced credible accusations of abusing minors. So they can't say that they don't have a problem like other dioceses around the world. And so this will be on September 22nd, and we will be asking to attend that, too, to find out what the discussion is.
And the name the college has used for day-to-day purposes will be SUNY Schenectady, a name change.
It's a new name change that sort of greeted students when they came back to campus in downtown Schenectady yesterday to start the fall semester, rolling out the new name and brand. All the signs that you see now when you enter the campus and also on campus say SUNY Schenectady. That's the most emphatic, dramatic part of it. Some of them also still say Community College down at the bottom. But the big emphasis is that the SUNY Schenectady that they're taking on, we talked to the president about what was the objective of this. And primarily, he said he wants to strengthen the school's association with that broader SUNY system that has a really strong reputation. But they also want to convey that going to this school carries the advantages of being part of that broader system where there's easier transfer programs, where if you go to a two-year school, you can more easily transfer to the four-year schools. He said it's not distancing the college's association, you know, from the role as a community college. He said, we are a community college. We are proud to be a community college. It's just that they want to try to tap into sort of that broader message.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, head to dailygazette.com, and there's more of our conversation online at WAMC.org. Miles, thanks.
Thanks, David.